This is Dr. Oliveros dictating on Joshua Reina. Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A, last name is R-E-Y-N-A. Number one, clinical case of a 35-year-old Hispanic male that is establishing the practice because of the presence of a kidney transplant, period. In the past medical history, he has a horseshoe kidney with a hypospadias, H-Y-P-O-P-A-D-I-A-S, that eventually led him to end-stage renal disease, period. The kidney transplant was done in 2014, and the present time the patient is immunosuppressed with Prograf 5 milligrams PO every 12 hours. Self-set 500 milligrams PO BID. And prednisone 5 milligrams on daily basis. The patient is doing well. He doesn't have any complaints. For reasons that are not clear to me, we have a recent laboratory workup in terms of kidney function of immunosuppression levels that we are going to order. Following number. Arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without any esophagitis. Following number, hyperparathyroidism. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is very well controlled. The cholesterol is 175, HDL 33, LDL 71. That is elevation of the triglycerides to 431. We are going to address that situation. The patient has iron levels that are normal. The patient is following number with hypomagnesemia, that is on supplementation. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation with adequate levels. We're going to reevaluate the case with the ultrasound of the native kidneys, tacrolimus level, BK virus PCR in blood, and CBC and CMP for the next appointment. I spend 7 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 15 minutes in the documentation, 5 minutes.